Artist, I'm Ruth McKee.
Thank you, Ruth.
It's the happy hour on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio with Craig Robinson.
Oh, got the jingle there. Good evening, it's Craig Robinson live from the home studio this Thursday evening. What a glorious sunny evening it is, and the happy hour is just underway. Now, getting underway today with Depeche Mode and Just Can't Get Enough, and I'll tell you what I've got coming up after this. Getting us underway this Thursday evening with Depeche Mode and Just Can't Get Enough. And I can't get enough of this sunshine. Dennis told us this morning on The Breakfast Show it was going to be the hottest day of the year, and he wasn't wrong. Although about 10 minutes before the show, a huge rainstorm swept through Bishop Auckland, but it's gone now and it's gloriously sunny. Well, what have I got coming up between now and 8 o'clock? Well, I'll have your live version, your instrumental version and your novelty song. I'll also be telling you about some of the events coming up from the CDDFT charity and a novel way that, how do I put this, that the London Marathon have been reusing people's wee. Yeah.
With the best feel-good music and good news stories from around the world, this is the Happy Hour.
Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. Heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven our place on
Belinda Carlisle and Heaven is a Place on Earth. Well, some CDDFT charity news for you now. And the Ullswater Way is a 20-mile circular walking route that traces the shoreline of Ullswater, often celebrated as one of England's most picturesque lakes. Well, they are wanting you to fundraise £250 if you want to take part in the Ullswater Way trek. You can either do a 10-mile option or a 20-mile option. Now, it takes place on the 21st of June, so you've still got about six weeks or so to get training for it. And all the charity asks you to do is raise £250. Now, for more details of this event, you can go to cddftcharity.co.uk, and on the events tab, it tells you all about it, and you can scan a QR code or you can get involved. You can also email them, cddft.charity@nhs.net. It is as simple as that. So if you fancy walking 10 or 20 miles around Ullswater, what's stopping you? Starship and Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. Still to come in just a minute, I've got your live version and I'll tell you a little bit about the London Marathon, about what they've been doing this year and what they plan to do next year.
When we say we play the best music,
This is What We Mean. Serving patients, staff, and visitors for over 40 years.
As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise.
Playing your kind of music 24 hours a day. This is Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. It's the Happy Hour with Craig Robinson.
Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I've been looking forward to this live version. This is Tina Turner performing The Best. And there's so many versions to pick, but the one that really stood out for me was when she performed live at Wembley Stadium in 2000. So here you have Tina Turner performing The Best. Such a powerful performance from Tina Turner, sadly no longer with us, but that is the best performed live from Wembley Stadium in 2000. You're in tune to Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio with me, Craig Robinson, on the Happy
Hello,
Hour.
Hello, I'm Dennis Duncan, and each and every morning, Monday through Friday,
I get up.
Hello, I'd love you to join me for the Bigger, Brighter Breakfast Show across South Durham all through this coming week. Monday through Friday, 8 till 10. There's the Motown Magic Moment at 10 to 9. We'll also have the latest from the breaking news around the world and take a look into the newspapers. And also the latest from the County Durham and Darlington Foundation Trust. And some very interesting interviews. So why not join me for the Bigger, Brighter Breakfast Show this coming week on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Sounds like he was in the bath on that one. Well, listen to Dennis from 8 o'clock every morning here on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. Well, how many mouths could 3,000 loaves of bread feed? Well, whatever the answer is, it could be being made from wheat grown from a special liquid fertiliser. And if you were listening at the very start of the show, you'll know where I'm going with this one. Well, armed with specially designed female porta potties, a team of firms at London think they can use female competitors' urine from the London Marathon to help fertilise cropland. Now, why just the female toilets, you might ask? Well, this is because a startup called Peakwell, initially aimed at designing a urinal assisting for ladies, basically, because the queues, if you've ever run a race, a marathon or anything like that, you'll always know, in fact, generally in life, that the lines for female toilets tend to be twice as long as those of men's. Well, Peakwell, this is their third London Marathon, and they've teamed up with a company called NPK Recovery, and they estimate that 1,000 litres of urine from the toilet at the start line of the London Marathon, if scaled properly to capture every runner's pee throughout the whole day, could fertilise enough wheat for 3,000 loaves of bread. I'm not sure how I feel about that, and also eating the bread as well, but they reckon urine doesn't have to be a waste product, said the founder of NPK Recovery, and they're excited to be playing a small part in sustainability commitments for the London Marathon. And speaking of the London Marathon, if you've ever fancied doing a marathon, well, you've got until tomorrow to enter for 2026. So the marathon will take place, get yourself ready, make a note in your diary, Sunday the 26th of April 2026, and the ballot closes tomorrow. So you've got 24 hours to decide whether you want to sign up or not for the London Marathon. In the meantime, here's Linda Svan and Run for Home.
To
Fan, of course, and Run For Home. Still to come, we've got your novelty song and your instrumental track. And there's a bit of a running theme with the London Marathon. But if you want to do something a little bit less challenging than a marathon, there is, of course, the Great North Run, which takes place on the 7th of September 2025. And there are still charity places available. If you want to run for the CDDFT charity, you can get in touch with them, cddft.charity@nhs.net, or head on over to their website, cddftcharity.co.uk. They're also on Facebook as well, and just search for CDDFT Charity. So if you fancy running the Great North Run for the CDDFT charity, your local NHS charity, I'm sure they'd be delighted to hear from you. And it's only half as far as the London Marathon as well.
Super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. 'Cause somewhere in the crowd there's we'll be right back.
Well, today's novelty song is The Ovaltinies with Happy Days Are Here Again. I thought that was quite a suitable one for the happy hour. It actually comes from a 1929 song, and the song is a standard that has been interpreted by various artists. It appeared in a 1930s film, Chasing Rainbows, and was actually the campaign song for Franklin D. Roosevelt's 1932 presidential campaign. It is the unofficial anthem of Roosevelt's Democratic Party, but no politics here. All we're doing is playing you the novelty song, and the Ovaltinies version is a cover which featured in the 1981 miniseries Goliath Awaits.
Hello everyone, the Ovaltinies are back, and happy days are here again. They're singing. If you are, then it's sure that happy days are here again.
So long, sad times, go long, bad times. We are rid of you at last. Cloudy gay times, cloudy grey times. You are now a thing of the past.
Feel good song there from the Ovaltinies. It's Happy Days Are Here Again.
Oh. Animals can't speak to drivers, but if they could, they would be asking us, telling us by the sounds of it, to put our litter and fruit waste in the bin. Because roadside litter kills an estimated 3 million animals every year. No wonder they sound miffed. So let's lend them a paw. Let's take our rubbish with us and bin it properly. National Highways. And what's that? They said thanks very much.
It's Craig Robinson on the Happy Hour this Thursday, 1st of May, of course, and it is polling day in the local elections. You've got 2.5 hours, or just under 2.5 hours to go and cast your vote, but we don't do politics on the Happy Hour. But I will tell you, there's a great trend on social media, and it's called Dogs at Polling Stations, and people are sharing pictures of their dogs outside of polling stations, and it's a great hashtag. If you're a dog lover like myself, then there are absolutely dozens of dog photos. People with all kinds of pets, and of course you can't take the dog into the polling station. I don't think dogs are allowed to vote, but they're usually left outside. So dogs at polling stations, have a look on social media, and there's some fantastic photos.
We got news for you.
You better listen.
Get This is the Happy Hour.
It is the Happy Hour, and I'm going to tell you now why standing up more often might prevent chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes. In a Finnish collaborative study, researchers noticed that standing is associated with much better insulin sensitivity. Increasing the daily standing time may therefore help prevent chronic diseases. Well, type 2 diabetes is one of the most common lifestyle diseases worldwide, and its onset is usually preceded by impaired insulin sensitivity or insulin resistance. This refers to a state in which the body does not react to insulin normally and the blood glucose levels rise. Well, lifestyle has a strong impact on insulin resistance and the development of a type 2 diabetes, and regular physical activity is known to have an important role in the prevention of these issues. However, little is known about the impact on sedentary behaviour, breaks in sitting and standing on insulin. Well, a study by the Turku Pet Sensor and the UKK Institute, researchers investigated the association between insulin resistance and sedentary behaviour, physical activity and fitness in inactive working age adults with an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, in the study, research observed that standing is associated with better insulin sensitivity independently of other physical activity or sitting time, fitness level, or even being overweight. So in other words, standing was associated with insulin sensitivity independently, irrespective of body composition. So next time your smartwatch tells you it's time to stand up, you know exactly what to do.
This is the Happy Hour.
Let's all stand together, shall we?
Boom. Stand together.
Hour on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio, and time now for our instrumental song. And today I've got Human from The Killers, American rock band, of course, written and produced by the band members and co-produced by Simon Price. Now, the big debate on this song is the lyrics, about the big debate over the line, are we human or are we dancer? Well, we don't need to worry about that because this version is purely instrumental. Music Radar complimented the song being a gentle, phased, clicky guitar riff opening a gorgeous nod to the gentle side of the 80s new wave. Rolling Stone actually gave it 3.5 stars and said it was delicious. Well, it's a great song and it's in its instrumental form right now on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. There's your instrumental song for today. It's Human from The Killers. That was the song globally streamed most on Spotify in 2008. And in 2014, it was voted the weirdest lyric of all time, which is why we played the instrumental version. You don't need to worry about the lyrics. It's Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio and the Happy Hour.
Stay tuned to Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio when you leave hospital. Tune in on DAB Digital Radio across South Durham.
Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Well, we've had quite an awful lot of 80s music in the Happy Hour tonight, and that's because Jan pinched all the 70s tracks in the last hour. And by the way, you can hear Jan's programme again, 1972 she featured, and she'll be on 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Now, coming up at 8 o'clock, it's Dave Nicholson from the Radio Tyneside Studios, and he's got those fabulous 50s, and here he is to tell you some more.
Do you remember Nat King Cole?
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Perry Como.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Connie Francis.
When you left me all alone at the record hall.
Or maybe Alma Cogan.
Willie, can you cook? Can you cook? Hey, Willie. Oh, Willie, can you save a dollar bill?
Well, if you do, you'll not want to miss those fabulous 50s with me, Dave Nicholson, tonight at 8 o'clock here on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Memories are made of this.
It's the Happy Hour.
Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Oh, I think I should have pressed a button. There we go. Still learning the new computer system. Deliberate mistake. And House of Fun, and that's all the time I've got for the Happy Hour. Thanks for tuning in, and we've shared together some good news stories. I've taught you how you can enter two runs, the London Marathon and the Great North Run, and do a 20-mile walk. So health and well-being is what it's all about. I'm going to leave you with the Rubettes and Sugar Baby Love, and Dave Nicholson will be up next from the Radio Tyneside Studios with those fabulous 50s. I'll see you on Sunday at 6 for the Sunday Selection with Lindsay. Till then, take care of yourselves, and bye for now.
Live. On the hour. Every hour. This is Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio News.